We'll start reading from verse 1 through verse 17.
我们也可以看前面的大荧幕。
Or you can look at the screen above.
第一节，我们一同来。逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神哪里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条毛巾束腰，随后把水倒在盘里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的毛巾擦干。哀悼西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”西门彼得说：“主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。”耶稣说：“凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。”耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上了衣服，又坐下，对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也要当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。”我们再低头来仰望主。哈利路亚，叙事赞美你，赞美哈利路亚。主耶稣，我们来到你的面前，你再次来向我们说话，向我们施恩。
Heavenly Father, we come before you, and once again you speak to us, and your mercy shows to us.
主啊，你为门徒洗脚。
For you wash the feet of your disciples.
给我们做了荣耀的榜样。
And that is a glorious model for us.
你要叫我们彼此洗脚。
And you want us to wash each other's feet.
求圣灵你来引导我们进入这一切的真理。
May the Holy Spirit guide us into all truth.
向我们说话。
Speak to us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才我们所读的这段经文是在逾越节之前的最后的晚餐，耶稣给十二个门徒洗脚。
So the verses that we read is right before the Passover feast, Jesus washed the 12 disciples' feet.
而且在17节耶稣亲自的应许说，你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
And in verse 17 Jesus promised, if you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
好不好，跟隔壁就说有福了，有福了。
Say to your neighbor, you are blessed.
哇，这是个有福的应许。
This is a blessed promise.
只要我们照着去行，你就有福了。
For if we do it and follow, we will be blessed.
所以今天在天主教里面，教王每年在这个受难节的前一天，就在礼拜四的晚上，教王亲自的给十二个人洗脚，代表十二门徒。
And even today in the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope every year on Thursday before,
Good Friday.
Before Good Friday, he would wash the 12 archbishop or cardinal's feet.
也要在我们基督教里面 Protestant church 里面，圣公会、门诺会跟信义会，他们还是有这样一个洗脚礼的事情。
And likewise, in our Protestant churches, there are denominations that still follow the ritual of washing the feet.
我还记得我在1994年在费城读神学的时候。
I still remember back in 1994 when I was studying theology in Philadelphia.
我虽然在 Westminster 里面读博士班，但是他们要求要到别的神学院里面修两门课。
Even though I was in this particular seminary studying the PhD, but they asked us to go to a different school to take a couple classes.
接着我就去到不远的信义中的神学院读了两门课。
And then I went to another theological school,
Lutheran Seminary.
Lutheran Seminary, I took two classes there.
结果这位教授是信义中的一位牧师，然后他在讲课的时候，他就有个感动。他说：“好不好，我们照着耶稣的吩咐，让老师给学生洗脚。”
And then my professor at that time, he is also a Lutheran pastor. He was moved, and he said, "Let us follow the example of Christ, so the teacher can wash the feet of the students."
我们来班学生不多，只有七八个同学。
And we had a small class, only 7 to 8 people.
结果这位老师就蹲在那边，给我们一个一个学生洗脚。
And the teacher, he kneeled down and washed all of our feet.
哇，那个的感受，那个的经历，我到今天没有办法忘记。
And that feeling, that experience, I cannot forget even today.
同样的，在这里，耶稣第一次的给门徒洗脚。
And likewise, here it described the first time the Lord Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
究竟耶稣给门徒洗脚的动机跟背景是什么？
What is the motivation and the background for washing the disciples' feet?
当我们看13章第一节，这里提到一个重要的背景跟动机。
Verse 1, it talks about an important motivation and background.
这里提到耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
For it says that Jesus knew the time had come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he would now show them the full extent of his love.
耶稣知道他快要离开世界，他要快上哥哥他被钉十字架，离开他的门徒。
Jesus knows that he is about to leave the world and he is about to be crucified in Golgotha.
在这个最后的时刻，耶稣要爱这些门徒爱到底。
But at the end, he still wants to love his disciples to the end.
这个底表示是一个最终最后的一个重要的吩咐。
This end, it means a last, very important, command.
假如耶稣没有做出这样一个最后的吩咐，耶稣的爱就不完全，没有到底。
And if Jesus did not give his final promise or his final command, his love is not complete.
这些门徒的生命就会有短缺。
For the lives of the disciples, there will be shortcomings.
这个吩咐是非常的重要。
What is this command?
耶稣在最后晚餐，他除了做出这样一个吩咐，我们发现在最后晚餐，约翰福音17章，他也做了一个大祭司为门徒的祷告。
So not only in this Last Supper he had this command to his disciples, but in verse 17 he was like a high priest and prayed for the disciples.
假如你好好看约翰福音17章耶稣的这个祷告，你发现耶稣为门徒祷告了三件重要的事情。
And in John chapter 17 actually, Jesus prayed for three things for his disciples.
第一件最明显最重要的事情是什么？
What is the first most important
thing? 大家应该会记得的。
A very visible.
为门徒的什么？合一 ,unity, 为门徒的合而为一祷告。而且耶稣连续的提到四次这个事情。
For Jesus first prayed for the unity of the disciples. He mentioned it 4 times.
然后在17章17节提到第二个事情是什么？
And in chapter 17, verse 17 talks about the second thing that he prayed.
要他们什么？成圣。
It says to be sanctified by the truth.
然后第三件事，耶稣的祷告就是在15节，求神救他们脱离恶者。
And the third item that Christ prayed for is verse 15, to be protected from the evil one.
这些门徒如何能够合一，如何能够成圣，如何能够脱离恶者呢？
If the disciples are able to unite, are able to be sanctified and stay away from evil.
所以耶稣在最后晚餐里面提到另外的两件事情。
And that in the Last Supper, Christ mentioned two other things.
来帮助他们可以成圣，可以脱离恶者，可以合一。
These two things are to help them accomplish the three things that Christ prayed for, to unify, to be sanctified, and to stay away from evil.
就在13章的后面，14章跟17章提到两件事。第一，14章提到，耶稣要求父差遣圣灵来帮助我们可以进入真理，明白真理。
For in chapter 14, Christ prayed to the Heavenly Father that the Holy Spirit may come and help the disciples.
然后在17章17节19节两次提到要借着真理使我们成圣。
And then in chapter 17, verse 17 and verse 19, it talks about twice that the truth will sanctify us.
所以让我们看到我们如何能够合一，如何能够成圣，如何能够脱离恶者，要借着圣灵跟真理。
So we have seen from here, how are we to be united? How are we to become sanctified and to stay from evil? It is to follow the Holy Spirit and it is to follow the truth.
但是单单的靠真理，靠圣灵，够不够让我们可以做到合一、成圣、脱离恶者呢？
But just by the Holy Spirit and the truth alone, is it enough to help us be sanctified, be unified, and to stay away from evil?
耶稣知道绝对不够。
For the Lord knows it is not sufficient.
所以他都在这个最后晚餐一开始的时候，他都在13章，他给门徒洗脚。
For right at the beginning of the Last Supper, he washed the feet of his disciples.
他不单给门徒洗脚，而且教导这个洗脚真理的重要性。
Not only did he wash the feet of his disciples, but he teaches them the truth behind it.
假如没有这个彼此洗脚，教会很难合一，我们很难成圣，也很难脱离恶者。
For without this act, this washing of the feet and the truth behind it, it is hard for a church to be unified, to be sanctified, and to be pure.
所以我们要成圣一定需要有三样的事情。
For to become sanctified, we need three things.
第一，圣灵。
One is Holy Spirit.
第二呢？
Two,
真理。
Is truth.
第三，要彼此洗脚。
We must wash each other's feet.
好不好跟隔壁的说彼此洗脚。
Remind your neighbor, we have to wash each other's feet.
当我们讲到彼此洗脚的时候，我们要注意这个彼此洗脚不是单单耶稣洗门徒的脚，我们需要彼此洗脚。
For the washing of the feet is not just the Lord, Christ washing the disciples' feet, but it is an act of reciprocating.
不是单单传道人牧者给弟兄姊妹洗脚。
It is not just our pastors, our leaders washing the feet of the congregation.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都需要彼此洗脚，彼此服侍。
For each brother and each sister, we shall wash each other's feet and serve each other.
让我们真的活出圣徒皆祭司的真理。
Let us live out where all saints are priests.
我们每一位弟兄姊妹都是爱主、爱人、服侍主、服侍人的信徒。
And that each one of us is a believer that, believes and, you know, serves.
And love the Lord.
And love the Lord. Thank you.
所以今天我们教会为什么不能增长，或者说教会许多教会不能兴旺，是因为我们教会里面很多属灵的婴孩 ,spiritual babies.
Now today, why a lot of churches, even our church, is hard for us to grow and mature is because we have a lot of spiritual babies.
哇，这些属灵的婴孩是等着别人给他服侍，别人来帮他清洗，别人来喂他的。
For the spiritual babies are waiting for others to feed them, to clean them.
但今天神要我们都能够长大成熟，我们不要做属灵的婴孩，单单是被人洗脚，被人喂，我们要彼此服侍。彼此洗脚。
But today, may the Lord help us to grow so we are no longer babies in the spirit and that we can serve each other and wash each other's feet.
那究竟这个洗脚的属灵意义是什么？
The washing of the feet, what is the meaning spiritually?
为什么那么重要？
Why is it important for us to learn?
让我们特别注意13章的第十节跟十一节。
Let us pay attention to chapter 13, verse 10 and 11.
有圣经的我们一同来读第十节跟十一节。
Let's read verse 10 and 11 together.
耶稣说凡洗过澡的人只要把脚一洗全身就干净了。你们是干净的人人不都是干净的。耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁所以说你们不都是干净的。所以这里提到洗过澡就干净了但是门徒不都是干净的是指到谁呢是指到这个犹大不是干净的
For here when he talks about not every one of the disciples was clean he is mentioning that Judas will betray him
就表示这个犹大没有真正的洗过澡没有真正的得救
It signifies that Judas never had a bath never was really saved
所以这个属灵的洗澡代表什么代表得救
The spiritual bath signifies salvation
但是单单得救不够还要彼此洗脚
But simply to be saved it is not enough for we shall serve and wash each other's feet
因为我们得救我们还是每天走在这个世界这个天路我们会沾染到世界许多的肮脏许多的污秽眼目的情欲、世界的潮流各样的思想会影响污染我们
For even after we are saved we still live in this world and the trends of this world thoughts of this world it is going to influence us it is going to dirty us
就好像在中东的这些门徒他们虽然洗过澡了但是每天走在外面特别在东东很多的灰尘许多的泥泞很容易就沾到脚上有污味
And in a physical sense in the Middle East for a lot of believers when they walk out into the environment there's a lot of dust there's a lot of dirt and they're easily dirty
而且这个的洁净这个洗脚是非常重要的耶稣说假如没有洗你的话你就与我无份了
For this washing of the feet is very important. For Jesus said, if we do not wash your feet, you have no part in me.
这个无分不是指到不得救。
This part doesn't mean you are not saved.
这个无分来自指到我们无分与神同在荣耀的祝福。
This part means we are together with the Lord, the glorious,blessings from the Lord.
这个无分乃是直到我们无分的在耶稣基督将来天上那个羔羊的婚宴。
This part signifies in the future, you know, it represents whether or not we have a part in the wedding in heaven.
这个无分乃是直到我们将来无分于在神的国度里面的掌权跟作王。
This part signifies do we have a part in the heavenly authorities with the Lord in the future.
对我们每个信徒都洗澡了得救了但是只是得永生。
For every believer that have been baptized, they are saved, but they only have eternal life.
假如今天我们没有彼此的服侍过教会的生活，彼此洗脚，彼此洁净的话，我们就很难走成圣的道路。
But if today we do not serve each other and wash each other's feet, it's hard for us to be sanctified to walk a path that is righteous.
弟兄姊妹今天不要以为我们来教会只是来聚会我们需要有教会的生活
Let us not come to church today brothers and sisters to just come for service but we have to live like if we're you know, at service
我们今天为什么有小组我们为什么有姐妹会的团契我们为什么有祷告会
Why do we have small groups? Why do we have sister fellowship? Why do we have prayer meetings?
因为我们没有办法一个基督徒单独的独善其身个人的追求他信仰的生活
Because for a Christian we cannot by ourselves worship the Lord
我们需要有教会团契的生活
We need to have this fellowship this life of the fellowship
我们彼此的相爱彼此的了解好让我们可以照着主的话彼此的洗脚彼此的洁净
where we learn to understand, where we learn to love each other and to wash each other's feet and be sanctified.
假如你信主了很久，从来没有一个人帮助你洗脚，帮用神的真理来洁净你的话，表示你不够。
If you have been a believer for a long time, but if nobody ever wash your feet or to you know, examine you with the truth, you are missing something.
今天我们需要在教会里面实际的操练，照着主的话去彼此洗脚。
For in church today, we have to practice and really live out what the Lord says to wash each other's feet.
要这是关乎到成圣、得圣、得国度、做心腹的真理。
Because this truth really relates to how we're sanctified, how we are overcome and become righteous.
没有被洗脚，你就在神的国度作王里面无份。
For if your feet are not washed, you do not have a part in the reign of the Lord.
所以第三，要我们来看耶稣如何实际的给门徒洗脚。
So number three, let's take a look at how Jesus, in practical sense, washed the feet of his disciples.
我们能够照着耶稣所做的去做。
And that we can follow his example and follow and do it.
不是单单只是那个外表，乃是那个背后的真意。
And not just on the outside, but the truth inside.
所以当我们注意十三章第四节跟第五节。
So in chapter 13, verse 4 and 5.
让我们一同读，特别注意里面有许多的动词，许多的动作。
Let us read together and notice the action verbs.
我们一同来读第四节。就离席，站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条毛巾束腰，随后把水倒在盘里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的毛巾擦干。有没有注意到这里总共有几个重要的动词动作？
Have you noticed how many action verbs are there?
第一个动作是什么？
What's the first verb?
离席，先离开那个席，对不对？
It says he got up.
啊，他还有呢？
What else?
站起来，对不对？
He stood up.
然后脱了衣服。
He took off his outer clothing.
还有呢？
And?
拿一条毛巾。
And he
然后什么？束腰，束在腰上。
Wrapped it around his waist.
然后从一个 pitch 倒水。
He poured water.
耶稣蹲下来洗脚。
He kneeled and washed.
然后最后擦干。
Drying his disciples' feet.
我们发现有七个动作。
There are seven actions in total.
特别当我们注意前面的四个动作，他离席、站起来、脱了衣服、拿一条毛巾这四个动作。
So the first four actions is he left the seat, he got up, he took off his outer clothing, and he took a towel.
这四个动作代表什么？
What does these four actions signify?
代表耶稣完全的谦卑。
It represents the complete humbleness of our Lord.
他脱下衣服，把毛巾束在腰，这是什么的装束？
Now when the Lord took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist.
这是一个奴仆仆人的装束。
This is an outfit of a servant.
我想彼得对当时耶稣这个举动一定有很深刻的印象，所以他在彼得前书第五章中描写基督徒要以谦卑束腰。
And I know that Simon Peter must have a very deep impression of this moment, for in the book of Peter, he mentioned that believers have to wrap around our waist humbleness.
而且这几个的动作，假如我们从灵异的角度来看，更能够看到耶稣的谦卑跟虚己。
And we can see how humbled our Lord was.
离席在灵异可以代表耶稣基督离开在天上那个荣耀的座席。
And when he got up from his seat, it can represent in the spirit that the Lord left his seat in heaven, left his authority in heaven.
他脱了衣服，代表他脱下他在天上那个荣耀全能的荣耀的衣服，荣醒。
And when he took off his outer clothing, it represents he took out his glorious outfit, you know, above in heaven.
然后他拿了一条毛巾梳在身上，更是表明他取了卑微的肉身，在神性上面加上了人性，道成肉身。
And that when he took the towel and wrapped it around his waist, it represents that this God became man and that he is limited in a man's form.
他道成了肉身，取了奴仆的形象。
And that the truth became man and that he took a image of a servant.
所以这是耶稣基督完全的谦卑到底的爱，这个底不单是直到时间最终，更可以表明是一个最底层最底下的爱的一个的表现跟彰显。
So that it represents how Christ completely humbled himself to the end. This end represents how deep at the very edges of his love.
的确耶稣基督爱我们爱到底 to the bottom.
For the Lord loved us until the bottom.
他在高天降卑道成肉身，降生在马槽最卑微的地方。
For from heaven he came down, he was born in a manger and he became man.
他做一个卑微普通的木匠。
And that he lived a life of a simple carpenter.
甚至现在他蹲在门徒的脚前，完全的降卑。一个仆人的位置来给门徒洗脚。
And to even now, he kneeled before the feet of his Lord, his disciples to wash their feet, and he is completely humble.
要他完全的降卑是存心顺服，与至于死，且死在十字架上。
For to be completely humble, it means that he willingly give up, you know, all of his will.To follow the Heavenly Father's will, and that, you know, he's willing to die on the cross.
耶稣基督完全的谦卑温柔，成为那个代罪的羔羊，为我们替罪代死。
And that he becomes this humble, gentle lamb, the sacrificial lamb that died for us.
所以要我们看到耶稣的这几个动作，表明他完全的谦卑，放下自己。
So these couple actions, it represents how completely humble the Lord is.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们要照着主的话去做，彼此洗脚。第一步，你需要什么？谦卑，再谦卑。
So to follow the Lord's example, to wash each other's feet, the first step we need to be is we need to be humble.
你真的愿意去服侍弟兄姊妹，了解他们的需要，去 understand 他们吗？
Are you willing to serve your brother and sisters to understand their needs?
所以英文这个 understand 是很有意思的字，是从两个的字根 under 跟 stand 组成的。
So the English word understand is interesting because it is formed by two words, under and stand.
你要站在下面下台阶，好像耶稣离开这个筵席，蹲下来站下来，你才真正的能够明白了解。别人的需要能够给人洗脚。
And it almost represents stepping down from your current step from the stage and coming down to really understand the needs of others.
耶稣第五个动作，倒水，用水来洗脚。
The fifth action, Jesus poured water into the basin.
我们要如何能够给弟兄姊妹洗脚呢？
How can we wash the feet of our brother and sister?
要用什么？
What do you do?
要用水。这个水是预表什么？
You need water, and this water means.
这个水预表什么？
This water means.
水预表神的话语，神的真理。
It signifies the word of the Lord and the truth of the Lord.
因为在约翰福音十五章，耶稣讲的，你们借着我的道已经干净了。
For in John chapter 15, the Lord says, through the truth, through the way, for you are clean.
然后以弗所书第五章二十六节讲到用水接着道把教会洗净成为圣洁。
And likewise in Ephesians, it talks about through water and through the truth for a church is sanctified.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如何来帮助弟兄姐妹能够彼此洗脚，要用神的话，用神的真理。
So brothers and sisters, to help wash each other's feet, we need the Lord's truth and his words.
我们需要用 爱心来说诚实话，这个诚实话原文就是真理。
For it is through our we need to use love to say the honest truth, and in the original meaning it means truth itself.
不是用人的方法，用别的世界的话语，我们真的用神的真理，如同镜子，让弟兄姊妹能够看到自己的需要。
And we use the truth of our Lord so that it is like a mirror, so that it help our brother and sister see the needs that they have, and do not use the words of man.
但今天在教会里面最大的困难就是，哎呀，我们看到某个弟兄姊妹甚至传道人有难处、有软弱，我们不用神的话，用爱心来帮助他，来给他洗脚，反而很多时候我们可能在后面做。有一些的论断啦、或者说传啦、就反而产生负面的果效。
So that today a lot of times in churches we see whether it's pastors or regular brother and sister have troubles, instead of with love and with truth, you know, help him or her, we would often in the background maybe talk and gossip.
我们需要用神的真理来服侍帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。
We have to use the truth of God to serve and help our brothers.
当你发现你愿意去帮助对方，给对方洗脚，你发现常常一个最大的难处是对方不愿意伸出他的脚来给你洗。
But you will know that a lot of times when you want to wash the person's feet, they don't want to stick out their.
哇，谁愿意把他那个又脏又臭的脚摆出来给人看见？不容易。
A lot of times we don't want to stick out our dirty and stinking feet.
我们不太容易真的去面对我们的需要、我们的软弱，甚至是我们的罪跟污秽。
For a lot of times we are afraid to face our greatest needs, to face our sins and our weakness.
所以很多时候牧者去探访弟兄姊妹，或者弟兄姊妹彼此探访的时候，哎，问你最近怎么样啊，好不好啊，没事，我都很好很好，其实他很大问题，大家都看见。
So a lot of times when pastors or even among brothers and sisters, when you visit others, you may ask how are you doing, and everybody's saying, oh, I'm doing good, even though there are major issues.
我们愿意彼此的敞开，彼此的洗脚，彼此的信任，才能够彼此的洗脚。
So let us be open and let us be able to trust each other and that we can truly wash each other's feet.
但我们也要学习，当对方真的把他的问题，把他的脚伸出来告诉你的时候，你也需要真的是为他保守秘密，不要一带倒就带倒了全世界都知道他的问题。
And likewise, when that brother and sister is willing to stick out his or her feet to show and be vulnerable, we have to be able to maintain confidentiality.
今天在基督教里面常常是牧师要去追踪去找这些羊群的情况跟问题，要他们愿意面对，愿意讲出来。
So in today's church, a lot of times leaders and pastors, we are searching after the lambs and what the needs there are so that they can tell us.
刚才提到天主教有一个很好的传统，教王洗这些主教的脚。
Earlier we talked about this ritual that Roman Catholic Church still maintain where the Pope washes the feet of others.
天主教虽然有一些的教导我们不能完全的认同，但是他们还有另外一个很好的做法，就是信徒呢主动找神父做什么告解。
And even though there are certain doctrine teachings in the Roman Catholic Church that we do not agree withBut they have a lot of good parts that we need to learn. One of it is the believers would find the Father and basically confess.
今天我们在基督教里面，我们看到羊群有难处、有问题，我们要去找他们，逼他们愿意去面对，愿意去来 confess. 但是在天主教，他们做神父不需要去追踪去找的。
So in today's Christian church, we often, the leaders, pastors have to follow the believers and ask them, hey, what's going on? What's your latest issues? But in the Catholic, Roman Catholic Church, the believers have an opportunity to confess.
所以天主教的信徒他们觉得真的有问题，或者犯罪了，或者跌倒了，他们会主动的找神父告解来洗脚。 认罪。
So that the Roman Catholic, members, they when they have sinned, when they have did something wrong, they will automatically find a father and confess.
当然，我们今天在基督教里面，我们不需要学习这个告解。
So we don't need to learn, we don't need to follow this formal confession.
但是我们可以抓到那个精神，我们愿意彼此洗脚，弟兄姊妹彼此来认罪悔改。牧者弟兄姊妹之间彼此来洗脚，彼此来帮助。
But let us learn the essence and the spirit of the confession, so that we can, be able to serve and wash each other's feet.
然后，当我们再看另外一个动作，耶稣用水洗门徒的脚。
And another action we see, the Lord uses water to wash his disciples' feet.
让我们想象一下，假如今天你蹲在那边洗对方的脚。
Think about it. If you today you are the one who's kneeling and washing another person's feet.
哇，你看到这个脚，哇，那么的脏，那么的有香港味道。
If you see, wow, how dirty the other person's feet is, it might stink.
你发现你怎么样能够持续的洗下去？
How are you able to continue to wash?
你需要有极大的爱心跟忍耐。
You need love and you need patience.
我们知道 Mother Teresa 在印度来照顾许多的这些麻风病人。
We know that Mother Teresa in India, she took care of many who had leprosy.
有位年轻人他非常敬佩 Mother Teresa 怎么可以做出那么伟大的事情。
And a young man was...really encouraged by how Mother Teresa can do such sacrificial things.
所以他也去到印度，也透过 Mother Teresa 的准许，让他也参加在这个麻风病院里面的服事。
So that this young man went to India and through Mother Teresa's permission, he started serving in the leprosy ward.
结果没想到他在这个麻风病院里面服侍这些麻风病人不到一天他都挨不住了他要逃出来了他受不了了。
But then less than one day of serving in the leprosy ward, he cannot stand anymore, he wants to leave.
哇他看到那些麻风病人的那个伤口流水流脓流血整个脸腐烂他实在没有办法忍受他根本怕得不得了没有办法伸手去洗这些伤口。
Because when he see the wounds of the leper patients, you know, he cannot stand seeing the wounds and the pus that's coming out, and he cannot go wash it. He cannot wash these wounds.
所以这个年轻人就去问 Mother Teresa, 你是怎么样可能服侍这些麻风病人几十年呢？
And this young man went and asked Mother Teresa, how are you able to do this for many years?
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道 Mother Teresa 怎么回答？
So what did Mother Teresa say?
只有一句话。
She said,
I do it for Jesus. 我为耶稣而做。
So I do it for Jesus.
因着他对耶稣的爱，因着他对人的爱，他是用爱来坐在这些麻风病人的身上。
For Mother Teresa, his love or her love to the patients and her love to Jesus, that she is able to do this.
真的弟兄姊妹假如我们没有这样的爱跟忍耐我们没有办法去彼此洗脚
Without this love, without this endurance, this patience, we cannot wash each other's feet.
我们会很气我们会受不了我们就没有办法去做
We will not be able to stand it and we won't be able to finish.
所以我们要彼此洗脚我们真的需要神的爱来充满我们让我们真的是爱我们的弟兄姊妹我们能够完完全全接纳他的软弱跟他的问题。
So as we wash each other's feet, may the love of our Lord fill us so that we can completely accept the weaknesses and the sins of our fellow brother and sister.
我们下礼拜就是母亲节。
So next week is Mother's Day.
真的没有伟大的爱，没有一个人可以做母亲的。
And it's hard to be a mother.
Without the greatest love.
Okay.
没有那个伟大的爱，我们没有一个人可以做母亲的。
Without this great love, no one can be a mother.
因为你想想，做母亲，她真的是很不容易。这个 但丈夫也很伟大，但是常常第一关要换尿布、洗尿布以前啊，然后半夜起来喂奶，然后从小来喂养这个孩子，又哭又闹，做一个母亲，她的第一线去帮助这个婴孩。
And for the love of a mother, starting from when the baby is born, the feedings, the caring, everything. I mean, she is on the front lines, and no love is greater than that.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们愿意彼此洗脚，我们需要像母亲这样的爱来彼此相爱，才能够真正做到彼此洗脚。
And when we wash each other's feet, we need this kind of love. This love of a mother.
否则你一闻到他的香港脚，你就跑走了，还受得了吗？
Otherwise, when you smell the stink, you will want to leave.
哇！一看到他这个的软弱，这个问题，你就在那边开始论断，在那边批评，在那边跟他远离。
Or more in the if you see the weakness and the shortcomings of your fellow brother and sisters, you will start complaining. You will start gossiping.
我们很感谢神，我们教会有位弟兄多年来有这个。喝酒的难处，但是我们真的感谢神，因着我们弟兄姊妹真的是为他洗脚，用爱来怀抱他，用爱来拥抱他。感谢神，今天这位弟兄站起来了，哈利路亚。
So, you know, I want to thank God because in our church we have a brother who have struggled with alcoholism for many years, and through the prayers and the caring of many brothers and sisters, he is able to stand today.
真的，我们今天愿意看到弟兄姊妹的软弱，如同是自己的软弱。我们接纳他，爱他，来扶持他，来帮他洗脚。
And that may we see the weakness of others as our own, be able to support, help, and wash his or her feet.
然后耶稣最后一个动作是什么
？And the last action that Jesus did.
不要忘了这个最后的动作，擦干。
It said dry the feet.
这个擦干让对方感觉到舒服，感觉到安慰，感觉到鼓励。
The drying action allows the person to feel comfortable, feel encouraged.
不是单单用真理来给他洗脚，骂他一顿你就跑了。
It's not just to use the harsh truth to scold a person and then leave after.
乃是用神的真理，用温柔的心来把它挽回过来。
But to use the truth of our Lord and this gentle heart to help turn the person around.
所以在加拉太书里面讲的这个挽回这个字，在原文是指到按着他的脉络，把那个脱臼的关节轻轻的退回去。
Sorry,
the joint disjoint that you have to follow the vein to push it back.
So in Galatians, you know, when it talks about like returning and turning back, it basically signifies a patient who's dislocated something,
yes.
And that you follow in a smooth and a comfortable form to push it back.
你需要有极大的温柔爱心，能够极大的智慧，能够慢慢的把这个脱臼的关节退回去。
For you need great love, great patience, and wisdom to.Pop this dislocated joint back.
我们有没有这种经验？脱臼了，医生来帮你医治，他推得太快或太用力，你都会痛死，受不了的。
For any of you guys who have experienced dislocating certain parts, if the doctor pop it back in too hard, it's going to hurt.
我们需要用爱来擦干对方的眼泪。
And we need to use love to dry the tears of others.
也有安慰鼓励的话语。
And to use words of encouragement.
让我们真的照着主的话，我们当彼此洗脚。
And that we follow the words of our Lord and wash each other's feet.
耶稣也为这个事情，他亲自的离席，脱下衣服，梳上这个毛巾，给门徒做了榜样而洗脚。
That for this action, the Lord got up from his seat.Took off outer clothing, wrapped a towel, and washed the feet of his disciples.
所以同样的，今天我有一个感动。
And I have a moving today.
不单是传讲彼此洗脚。
I don't want to just have a sermon on this.
所以我也盼望弟兄姊妹给我机会来为你们洗脚。
And I want brothers and sisters to give me an opportunity to wash feet for you.
好，我们请吴长老在前面，帮我们把两个凳子带到前面来。
And we ask that our elder Wu to help us take.
我们请张家弟兄帮忙把这个水啊拿到前面来，还有TC Lee弟兄啊
And we ask some brothers to help us pull the basins of water up. And we're asking our brother James.
然后我们请 Lemuel 我们的英文部的传道人 Lemuel 呢？
And we ask
好到前面来。我们彼此洗脚，我们传道人洗弟兄姊妹的脚，弟兄姊妹，你弟兄代表你们，因为神给他的意象就是要常常给弟兄姊妹洗脚，哈利路亚。所以他给传道人洗脚，我们彼此都需要帮助。Hallelujah.
So,
我们请 Lemuel 坐在这边好不好？ Lemuel sit here. And this. 好，我们请陈牧师把两条毛巾放到旁边。
And we ask to bring the towel up.
好，感谢主，我想他们没有香港脚，所以我们比较放心。Hallelujah.
I thank God, I don't think they have athlete's foot, so praise the Lord.
好，让我们一边来参与在这样一个洗脚礼的当中，我们也请这个 Diana 帮我们弹了首主爱那一首。
And we ask our sister Diana to, you know, play the
主爱充满我。
Play the song, The Lord Loves Us.
好，我们可以一边唱那首歌，一边带着一个祷告的心参与在这样一个的洗脚礼当中。我们是照着主的命令、主的吩咐，我们当彼此洗脚。甚至有些教会把这个洗脚礼当作一个圣礼。因为当我们这样做的时候，我们就能够经历到神的恩典、能力、祝福的浇灌。好，
That's just to see if you guys are awake.
我们一同起立来唱这首诗歌，哈利路亚，让主的爱来充满我们，哈利路亚。
从今直到永远，深深浇灌我心田，或天旋或地转，经沧海里桑田，都不能叫我与你爱隔绝。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚。好吧，我们一同献上我们的祷告，在我们当中，神的爱充满在你的里面，有感动的可以带领我们祷告，我们会把麦带到你的面前。
If you have a moving, you're willing to pray, and we'll bring the mic to you.
天父，我们感谢你，赞美你，谢谢你今天让我们聚集在这里，领受你这个洗脚的意象。哦，主耶稣，我们真的是感谢你。你为我们钉死在十字架上面，你为我们成。